coming.
I walk away pleased, optimistic. I'm not under any delusion that this is a slam dunk or that it is already in the bag, if you will.
Bloomberg meeting over assault weapons with the press at the White House. Hey, wait a minute. Wasn't he busy talking about all the cuts that had to happen? He had time to meet with Bloomberg. That's where we begin here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well wherever you hail from in this great country. For some, let me tell you, trying times when it comes to the weather. We've got nasty weather getting ready to shift back into the northeast. We're talking about all that snow and all the stuff that people hate to drive through. Oh, well, it's winter. Pretty soon we're going to be talking about how hot it is in the summer. It's cyclical. We're going to end up having that same conversation. But the conversation over guns has definitely switched since the beginning of the year. And we all know it. This started to happen since Newtown and the fact that the 20 kids were killed. You know, we don't have to relive that. It's just awful to see what these parents are going through at the Senate gun hearing. The Newtown parent for who lost his son at the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary. It couldn't be any worse. I happened to see that during the day, and you know, he was just openly sobbing and at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, and it was Neil Heslin. He was talking about his kid, and you can just imagine the emotions, the grief, just how awful and unbearable that loss must feel like. And it was awful, sad to see that. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, argued that limiting the types of firearms people can purchase is not the way to stop criminals from committing acts of violence. I concur, and I know a lot of people think that's wrong, because if we had less of magazine availability and less so-called assault weapons, it would make a difference. However, if you really dig and look at a lot of the statistics, that's not the true. That's not really the true story in many cases. We go back to the access to weapons, whatever weapons they are. But it was very sad to hear him talk, Heslin talk about his son Jesse, just 6 years old, dumping him off at school, dropping him off at school, and, you know, remembering to give him a hug, thank goodness, and telling him it was going to be great and he'll come pick him up later. And, of course, he never had the chance to do that. He was one of eight people, by the way, at this hearing to back a proposed assault weapons ban, which Bloomberg then was meeting at the White House to talk about an assault weapon ban. So there is still a push for this going on. Senator Dick Durbin on the Democratic side of things, it got pretty heated as he discussed the suggestion that it's common for people to use assault-style weapons for self-defense. Dick Durbin said this. See if you agree with it or think he doesn't know what he's talking about. He said, if it is common in America to have a military assault weapon with 100-bullet magazine, if that is common for self-defense in America, then God save this country. Dianne Feinstein said, since she introduced the assault weapons ban, talked about the violence inflicted at a number of mass shootings involving assault-style firearms as an example of why those kinds of weapons should be banned, saying, adding to Dick Durbin's comments, that the horrific event shocked our nation right to the core, and the picture of the little victims brought tears to the eyes of millions of Americans, not just the family themselves. And we're holding this hearing because the massacre in Newtown was not an anomaly. She said, we can't allow the carnage I have described to continue without taking action on what is a serious matter of public policy. So here's the scoop, and this is what we start with. We're banning conversation this hour on the sequester, by the way. So the Senate Judiciary Committee is set to consider four gun safety measures, basically. including the assault weapons ban on Thursday. The three other bills aim to pretty much stop illegal gun trafficking. Okay, so who's not going to agree to that? Enhance safety in schools and enact universal background checks. The safety in schools is the same thing as stopping illegal gun trafficking. Those two things, I can't imagine there's going to be people that on either side, Democrat, Republicans, that aren't going to vote for that, that aren't going to say, oh, yeah, of course, and, you know, that makes sense. But, you know, here's the thing. There are crazy numbers of different types of gun laws in this country from state to state. Criminals do not care. They don't care. The people who are citizens who are the law-abiding type certainly do. Where do you think the scale is tipped? Is it in the favor of the citizens, of the civilians, of the people who are hanging out in their house with their kids or in other areas, in restaurants, wherever? Is it malls, walking around? Is it in their favor or in favor of the bad guys, the criminals who use guns? Gun control laws, if they were really uber effective and working so well in reducing crime, wouldn't we see lower crime rates in a lot of these states where it's already on the books? The answer is no, because the access to the weapons for the people who are going to get them. Better to be armed or not, like the Milwaukee sheriff who infuriated so many people and said, we've had lots of cutbacks in our department. We can't get to you fast enough. So I would tell everybody, if you can be a responsible gun owner, to please get a gun, because then you can hold the person there until we get there. And there was so much rage over those comments, but he had a point, just like Chuck Grassley saying, you know, listen, if you limit the type of weapons that people can buy, it's not going to stop the bad guys, the criminals, from perpetrating violence. Would it have stopped Adam Lanza from ruining the lives of so many of those families in Newtown? It's sickening, it's unforgivable, and it's abhorrent. There's no doubt about that. But would it have made a difference? Would he have found a way? You know, who knows? What did his mother know? What did she think? She certainly didn't think that was going to happen. I mean, really, she didn't think that was going to happen. Do you think she wanted to be killed by her son and her son die as well? Of course not. That's the answer to that. Responsible gun ownership? Absolutely, yes, of course. Some background checks? Okay. How about going through the records, things that are already there on the books? And how about having an armed ex-cop or guard at the schools? They certainly could respond faster, and they know, well-trained, they know what to do. If I were a mother and I had a young child, I would want that to be the situation for me. I would want to have somebody in the school, whether I had to hold rallies or fundraisers or whatever I had to do to make it happen. Honestly, at this point, I would do that. How about you? 855-266-5283. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Born. The nurses all gather round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
I think he's going to have a difficult time, and I think when you look at the facts, he's had over a month and a half to prepare for the combine. In a month and a half, he's had nutritionists, he's had weight coaches, he's had strength coaches, he's also had speed coaches to help him with the speed, and this is the best performance you can do after a month and a half of preparing for the combine.
Yeah, 4.82 in the 40, that was Manti Te'o, and the voice you heard, Mark May, former Redskin, great NFL pro player, turned analyst, talking about the combine and the chance to up your stock for the NFL draft and how Te'o really blew it when it came to the 40, no question about it. And then there's other strange things that are emerging from the scouting combine, and you wonder how far this kid will drop in the draft. You know, you had the whole fake girlfriend thing, the fake relationship that turned out to be a guy, and you know how crazy that whole thing was since that scandal broke. And he was asked flat out by Katie Couric if he was gay, and he said no, far from it, far from it. And then you have these other things that are happening at the combines, and especially with the 40, which is so key for so many players. I mean, think about what he would have to do in his position. What tight end is he trekking down if that's the best that he's got? But, you know, it doesn't mean that he drops out of the draft, but he doesn't go in the first round, I don't think. What do you think, Matt, about Manti Te'o? I mean, they're asking a lot of teams are asking all kinds of crazy questions about him. related to the girlfriend and the Katie Couric gay question and all of that kind of stuff. But I think really his athletic skills are what they're looking at. I think his stock would go down the slower he is.
I don't know. I think a lot of people put too much weight on the combine itself. I think about the Vikings and some of their draft picks. I remember the year after we traded away Randy Moss, we spent a 7th overall pick on Troy Williamson because he ran like a 4.2 40 or 4.4 40. I can't remember what it was, 4.3. And he was just ridiculously fast. Problem is, he couldn't catch, and he never could catch, even in college. And so I think you got to rely, and I think teams, you know, they do fall in love with people at the combine, but you got to rely on the tape. And he was pretty good for most of the year, but that championship game, he did not
terrible.
Look good.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know if that's a product of this whole girlfriend scandal hoax thing going on, and is that going to follow him around forever, or is he going to mentally get right? I don't know. If I were a team, or, well, I'm a fan of a team. I don't want my team wasting a high draft pick on him. I would, if he was around maybe in the 3rd or 4th round, I'd take him just because he's got decent talent. But if my team spent like a 1st-round draft pick on him, I'd be pretty upset.
I'd be pretty upset, too. And my team is the Eagles. Your team is the Vikings. So there's no way that I would waste the draft pick. And I don't think his head is right, but here's the thing. I think he has to answer questions. If I were the head scout, I would want a few questions answered. And if he was straightforward and said, I know, it's bogus, it's stupid, I got caught up in it, sorry, dude, whatever. I don't know. If he gave me the right answer, or I really believed, okay, this is an anomaly, who cares, we pushed that aside, that messed me up. That's why the championship game was just so brutal for me. And Alabama was that good. I was that distracted. You know, maybe it would make me think differently, but I agree with Matt. I wouldn't waste a high draft pick.
And to be honest with you, if he does start sliding towards the end of the 2nd round or the 3rd round, I wouldn't be surprised if my Vikings do take him because, one, we do need a linebacker, and we already have about 5 Notre Dame players on our team, and they can do their own research and find out, you know, from the players, what kind of a guy is this? You know, is he someone who's actually a little crazy, or is this just, you know, an unfortunate incident?
Right, right, right. And if it's lower down, then it's a little bit different story. All right, we switch from sports here in America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, to something else called we go from the problems in sports to the problems with pageants. I'm sure you saw this story today, and if you didn't, guys, get ready, brace yourself. Another teen queen falls off her pedestal. Miss Delaware, Teen USA, 18 years old, of course, gorgeous, has all the attributes of a beauty queen. Her name is Melissa King. She had to give it up. She had to turn in her crown. A sex tape emerged. And once that happens, you are out. Her resignation happened on the same day that the video hit the web on a porn site where amateur girls make first-time adult videos. Oh, that's so creepy. And the site claimed that the woman in the video was King, who was Miss Delaware, just 5 months after the film was shot in June of 2012. And there's no doubt about it in the video. You can, from what I understand, there's no doubting that it's her, and there's no doubting that it was a sex tape on a porn site, so that does not bode well. And Miss Teen USA is run by Donald Trump's Miss Universe organization, and they've had that problem before, haven't they? With beauty queens in disgrace, beauty queen problems. I mean, would we be upset if there were no more pageants? Would you really, guys, would you be crushed? Ladies, would you be crushed if there were no more pageants? I mean, I realize that some of the people that participate in the pageants, hey, it's a thing. It's like growing up and playing soccer or playing hoops or doing something else, and they're usually obsessed and so passionate about it. And sometimes it actually works out where you get a scholarship, and that was part of the idea, was to get a scholarship. And how can you fault them for that, you know? But are we not, are we kind of over the beauty queen thing? And I grew up a stone's throw away from Atlantic City, and when you were a little girl, hey, you were, you know, the Miss America pageant. Everybody wanted to look like Miss America, but now it's just really deteriorated into something different. And is really, is there that much money in it? Is it that fascinating to watch it with all the crazy reality television we have now anyway? Yeah. Got one for you, too, that we're going to weave in here. It's kind of become an odds and ends little segment. You know, I have this thing about sharks and how shark attacks, and I like watching Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. And now they're talking about, out of New Zealand, a shark that was 14 feet long, they think about 14 feet long, killed a swimmer near a popular beach, then disappeared after the cops tried to save the man. They fired gunshots, really, at the what they described as enormous shark. And it's weird because they closed the beach after the attack, but it's only happened. They've only had a death, they say, in the past, you know, about a dozen in the past 180 years. So the victim was a guy named Adam Strange, 46-year-old television and short film director. He won an award at the Berlin Film Festival for one of his films, and was just an avid swimmer, and he was swimming. That's what he was doing. He was swimming, and then the shark came along, and it was too late. They said there was blood everywhere, and he was about 650 feet offshore when the shark attacked. So they rushed to try to help him with the inflatable lifeboats. They shot at the shark, which I described. They say it was about 14 feet long. That is one big shark. And there were a lot of people there that were on the beach, because remember, that's their summertime in New Zealand, so they had about 200 people or so on this popular beach, although he was further out than that. So you wonder, is it a great white shark? Because you think New Zealand, you automatically, you're thinking probably a great white. And it's rare. They don't have that many attacks. Like I said, a lot more attacks in Australia than New Zealand, but bad timing swimming right then during the Southern Hemisphere summer, and sharks come in a little bit closer, because what are they doing? If you ever read a book on sharks, they're feeding and they're giving birth. I guess it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to attack, but that's pretty scary, scary stuff, I would say. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't so proud to beg, sweet darling, please don't leave me, girl.
Don't you go.
Ain't so proud to plead, baby, baby.
Coming up here in this hour of America Tonight, a conversation with Ed Butowski, an investor, advisor, slash two. Lots of people in the sports world. He's got some sad, sad stories to tell. He's represented a lot of professional athletes who had no idea when they got into the NFL or the NBA or the NHL what to do with all their money. And guess what? They lost it. Yep. And we're going to talk to him about Manti Te'o and whether or not his stock will drop in the draft, as Matt and I were talking about that there in Odds and Ends. If you want to join us, you can, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283. We've got Izzy out there in... Missouri listening to us. Let's go to Izzy. Hey, Izzy, how are you? Maybe we don't have to. Ah, we got Izzy. There she is. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm terrible.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, snow for one, and then I broke my ankle, and I'm like, okay, I can't deal. I'm just going to board my house up and stay inside.
Yeah.
Literally, I was snowed in.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
From the drizzle. And, you know, I never find a reason to go anywhere, but I could find 50 yesterday.
Because you were stuck.
Yeah, basically. No, I literally could not get out my doors. I had 5-foot drifts.
Oh.
Or both my doors. And I look down at the bottom of my stairs, and I'm like, my God in heaven, how am I ever going to get to the street? Because the plows had plowed everything in front of my house. Because they know I don't have a vehicle.
Right, so they just did it, yeah.
And I'm like, people, I take the bus, and it stops in front of my house. But I can't even get to the bus. So I'm like, and then I was out trying to clear my steps, and I did trip, and I'm like, there goes my right ankle.
Oh, that's so bad. That's what we talk about all the time, how dangerous it is when you start to get that snowfall and the ice.
Oh, yeah, well, it was just stupid, but the paramedics did come, but there was really no way to extract me safely. That's how bad it was, so they did their thing, and it's all bound up. I have to go see the doctor, but it hurts like hell.
I'm sorry.
That's the way it goes, thank you, but that's the least of my problems. It's all of this. I just want this sequestration to happen. Just let it go.
That's what we say. Let it happen. Let it happen.
I mean,
deal with it.
So sick of the emotional blackmail from politicians. And, you know, it's pretty sad when you feel safer by your neighbor with a gun than you do from a politician with a pen. It's just really sad. Just give a politician a pen and God help us.
Well, you know what? That's why we need to be we need to get better people running. We do. We have even more term limits, look at things a little bit differently, spend more time in Washington, read through the bills, be active, and, you know, maybe have that tied to pay and what somebody makes. They get on these committees and they make so much more money.
Oh, yeah.
How are they appointed to these committees?
Well, I was listening, and he was a Republican, and I'm so ashamed, and I'm even more ashamed, I can't remember his name now. Senator from Iowa said, why should I take a pay cut? And literally, if I could have jumped in my radio, I think I would have slapped him. I do.
It wasn't longtime Senator Grassley, was it?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
It was on yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, you fool, you insipid fool. And it's that his comment so irritated me. I thought, my God in heaven, no wonder we're in a mess with an attitude like that. And I thought, you don't do all that much, Grassley. Trust me. And Iowa sucks anyway.
All right, and tell them what. You better hurry up, call in to dispute what Izzy said. 855-266-5283. 266-5283. What are you doing, Izzy? Are you inciting a war here?
No, but, you know, Iowa's a pretty state, but I'm going to tell you what. They have some interesting folks up there. But, no, can I give a shout-out? I sent you the email.
Yes, I got that, and it's very good timing that you called in because I was going to put that in the category.
Such a feel-good story in amongst all of the other mess that we're in, and I thought, well, bless that man's heart. But I'll leave you with his comment from about the government from Clint Eastwood in The Unforgiven.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I don't know if you've seen The Unforgiven. I'm sure you have.
You're a movie buff. Yeah, I have.
And I'll have to change the language, but as he says, who runs this crap house?
Yeah, who runs it? That's the problem. Izzy, stay safe. Just stay inside. Board it up, as you said. All right, Izzy wanted me to give a shout out to a guy, a teenager, an unemployed teenager who went on a 10-mile walk through the snow for a job interview, and it paid off for him. After another restaurant owner, impressed with his work ethic, offered him a job at his business. So he's 18 years old. He had an appointment at Dairy Queen, right, in Indianapolis. He asked for some directions. The owner of another restaurant, of a real restaurant, not a fast food restaurant, a Cajun joint, told the kid that he was still about 7 miles from his destination, and he said, you better walk, you know, you better grab a bus in this weather, and he said, okay, thank you, and then he went on walking. So that same morning, while driving to a coffee shop, the guy who owned the Cajun restaurant saw him walking by the side of the road and offered him a lift, and he said, how come you're not on the bus? And he said, I can't afford the bus till I get a job. And so he walked 10 miles in the ice, the slush, the snow, just to get a minimum wage job. And the guy who owned the restaurant decided, you know what? I need to hire this kid. I need to give this kid a job. And sure enough, he says he feels, the kid said he felt lucky that he met him, and he's going to work for him. So how about that? Because he struggled to find work since he left school. His mother died. He completed his secondary education while he was caring for the little kids, and he had to find some kind of a job, and he was able to do that. Jaquiel Reagan, 18 years old, that's the kid's name, and because the restaurant owner was impressed that he was walking 10 miles to go for this job, this minimum wage job at Dairy Queen, he hired him, and what a good ending to that story. And to the guy who owns the restaurant for hiring him, the that had to be tough. And, you know, for him to go through what he went through, and he wasn't whining. You know, there's the thing. We talk about people whining so much about their situations. And, you know, look at his situation. He didn't have enough money for the bus, but he wasn't asking people for anything. He wasn't running around shaking a can, begging people, doing any of that kind of stuff. He was out there trying to make something happen at such a young age, realizing that he had to rely on himself. He had to do what he had to do to help himself and his family. So that is a feel-good story. That is the Daily Salute, without a doubt. When I said this on the air, I really meant it. If you see any stories in your own backyard or somewhere else that you think deserve the shout-out, the salute, our Daily Salute, please send them to me. It's easy. Go to the website, americatonight.net, click on contact, and send it off from there, and it'll make our segment. We're looking for those stories, and we know they're out there, and we come across them every single day, every single day. Here's a follow-up that would get lost in the sauce with so much that's happening. We have a couple of quick minutes before we go to Ed Butowski. Talking about athletes and their woes and the combines and Manti Te'o and what will happen with him. How about the special prosecutor being named to look into whether secrecy rules were breached in the grand jury that indicted the former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky and other officials at the university in the child sex abuse scandal? The judge who oversaw the grand jury, Barry Feudal, said in a four-page court order written on February 8th that he appointed attorney and former state deputy general James Reeder to conduct that investigation. I mean, we all know this by now. Sandusky was found guilty in June of abusing 10 boys that he targeted through his charity. He's serving 30 to 60 years in prison. The grand jury that indicted Sandusky issued a report in November of 2011, grand jury proceedings are kept secret by law, as we know. And in that order, the judge said after a preliminary investigation that, this is the quote, this court in its capacity as supervising judge finds there are reasonable grounds to believe a further, more substantial investigation is warranted into allegations statewide and or county wide that the grand jury secrecy may have been compromised. There's no details about any breach in the case or any of that kind of stuff. But wow, this could turn some things around, because you still have people that are Penn State officials, former ones anyway, the former president, Graham Spanier, the former athletic director, Tim Curley, and the retired VP, Gary Schultz, who are facing charges in the case. So if it turns out there was an illegal disclosure and they've got 6 months to complete this, boy, that could turn things around for the other three that are in waiting. And if there's an obstruction of justice, that could change their fates. All three have pled not guilty.
I Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Talking a lot about Manti Te'o. Of course, the jokes abound. I think some of that is subsiding, but now it's more about how slow his 40 was at the combine and how much he's going to possibly tank in the draft. Ed Butowski's in our virtual green room. We spared no expense for Ed. We have him a latte with the works. Ed, are you enjoying the green room, by the way?
Oh, I love the green room. My favorite.
I love you because you play along.
It's no expense.
All right, and Ed, of course, you can check him out at chapwoodfinance.com. He's represented so many athletes, and he knows what it's like, certainly when these athletes struggle and how they sit on pins and needles waiting to see what's going to happen. The combine really, in some cases, can make or break somebody, can it, Ed? And also, like somebody like Manti Te'o, who's gotten a lot of publicity, a lot of it negative, this has got to hurt him, and it's got to hurt him financially, I would think.
Well, I mean, look, it's not going to hurt him financially. It's just going to hurt what he could make down the road. And you know what? A lot of these guys get there. They do really well in college, and then before you know it, you know, they're at the combine, and they just don't measure up. And then what I love the most is when all of a sudden you start to see these people out of small colleges no one's ever heard of before. You never would have paid to go see one of their games, and you see a great star out of it. So, you know, stars are made and lost in Indianapolis.
Yeah, the when agents are waiting, there, I said it was pins and needles kind of for the athletes, obviously, because where they hope to go, all that kind of stuff. And as you said, you know, ultimately what happens in a contract. When you're an agent and you're at that point where you're going to represent, or you're representing somebody, you're waiting to see what happens ultimately in the NFL draft. What can an agent do behind the scenes to kind of help what might happen with their future star, let's say, if they're going to be a future star?
Well, that's interesting. You know, as I am not an agent. I'm a financial, guy. I take care of family offices and wealth management for a lot of professional athletes, but I'm very close to a lot of agents, so I can speak very close, you know, clearly about what goes on with them. You know, they rarely project specifically where someone's going to go. There's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes because, you know, all these sports are big businesses. And, you know, they continue to try to comfort the guy and, you know, if he's dropping. He never really, very rarely, unless you're like a Kevin Durant type of player, do you project, you know, 1, 2, or 3. But they're always just saying, this is okay, we're going to slot you here, we're going to slot you there. You know, and a lot of the caps for these rookies anyway are already made, so they already go in with the understanding that the first couple of years, unless they're a complete star, they're probably not going to make a tremendous amount of money for the first, you know, 3 years of their career, unless they're a superstar.
Yeah, then it's obviously a different story if they are. Hey, speaking of superstars, Tom Brady takes a big pay cut, but does he really need the money? Is that a smart move on his part?
Well, there's more to it. I guarantee you that he makes some money on endorsements. It's kind of funny because I'm not a big Tom Brady fan because I can't stand the Patriots. But I also find it interesting how little endorsement deals he gets, because normally if someone takes a big cut like that, you know, they're doing so well financially it doesn't matter. And a lot of times they do so well because of the great endorsements that they get. I mean, he's a great-looking guy. He's a great, you know, ball player. It's surprising he doesn't have more endorsement deals. So when he took that lower number, that really surprised me. What that also told me was, you know what, there's a bigger thing down the road, and I believe that the owner of the Patriots really likes him a lot, and I bet you there's something bigger coming down after he finishes his career as an owner or a big executive with the Patriots.
Yeah, I agree with you. 3 years, $27 million, who knows what's waiting at the end of the line. Plus, he has that wife that's not bad looking either and is like the highest paid model in the world or some crazy thing, Giselle.
Exactly. He stole her from me, actually. This is really odd, but, you know, that's maybe another reason why I don't like him.
The, you know, when we're talking about athletes and protecting their wealth, as you were talking about, you know, you deal with athletes, you help them with investments. This has been a big problem, hasn't it? Somebody gets a bunch of money. Sometimes they're dealing with people that are sucking their money away, we'll say, the sycophants that surround a young athlete where they really don't understand what's going on. And probably by the time you get to some of them, they really need your help to kind of pick apart the mess that's been created. Is that kind of a fair picture sometimes?
There's no question that's a fair picture. I mean, I will tell you that it is amazing to me how poor job all the leagues do. The NBA is doing a better job than every other league in providing credible guidance for them. I'm actually starting something called the Wealth Management for Professional Athletes. It's a 501c3, a non-for-profit organization that focuses on showing how these young men, how they can never go broke if they follow the basic principles. The problem is spending, the problem is family, the problem is everything, but the bigger problem are guys like me who don't educate people well enough. You know, you gotta turn the mirror back on us and say, hey, what are you doing to take care of these young men to make sure that they never have a problem? And most of the people in my business are wolves in sheep's clothes. They show up and they do take advantage of these people, and then the family members don't know who to trust, and before you know it, you know, they're trusting the wrong person.
Yeah, and you were part of a deal that ESPN had. Some people remember this, the thing that was on called Broke. And you talk a lot, and you've talked a lot on many shows about the struggles with athletes and how sad it is to see what happens and ultimately where they end up. I mean, you hear stories that about some of these guys that how are they making phenomenal money and they end up homeless under a bridge, desperate, killing themselves, all kinds of sad things. I think people don't realize how many are in that situation. Do you think the same thing?
Well, look, to that extent, yes. I mean, this is all avoidable. I mean, you take a guy like Nate Newton who, you know, started dealing drugs, and he did that because he didn't have a good financial advisor, and people always have a threshold of pain, and when they reach it, you know, they'll do odd things. They'll become, you know, parents that maybe don't watch their kids well enough and take good care of their kids. They maybe aren't good husbands. I mean, this happens everywhere. It's not just with athletes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get with these people. I try to counsel them. I've seen it all, and sometimes it does end in tragic situations. And the thing that really bothers me, Kate, is how many people laugh at these people, make fun of these people, and they shouldn't do that. They should say, why aren't guys like you, Ed Bietowski, doing a better job of teaching these people? That's what it really needs to come down to. And I'm going to work really hard, and I continue to fix that problem, because these are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life, some of the hardest working people. And we've got to do a better job of teaching them.
Yeah, and when you're talking about that, tell us again what you're going to do. You're going to create something for the athletes, specifically the young athletes, right?
Yes, I'm creating the Institute of Wealth Management for professional athletes. It's going to be open, and this is not a promo for it because, you know, we're just talking about it, but I believe that if you give me 6 hours with anybody, I can teach them how to never go broke. And I'm doing it for non-for-profit, and I'm going to just bring people in and teach them, and that's all I'm doing. I don't need their accounts. I don't want their accounts necessarily, although sometimes I'll take them. I just want to help these people so when they go home, they can take better care of their kids. They can be a better husband because most of these are young men, and that they can, live a better life. And it's just a couple. If you give me 6 hours or you give anybody in my business 6 hours, they should be able to teach you how to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Now, here's the biggest and most important question of all. How are the Cowboys going to do in the draft?
All right. Well, you know, it's funny you brought up the Cowboys because the number one team I dislike the most are the Cowboys. The number two are the Patriots. So how do I think the Cowboys are going to do? I hope they do really poorly so the Giants do well.
That's good. You're a Giants fan. I'm an Eagles fan, so I kind of agree with you there. I'm not so concerned about it. Ed, you're terrific. Thanks for stopping by with us. ChapwoodFinance.com. And we'll talk to you again down the road. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
You know, it's funny what Ed said. We still have a long way to go before we actually get to the NFL draft. And you can bet, as he said, he's not an agent, but he handles a lot of the athletes. Sometimes by the time they get to him, as we mentioned, it's when they're really, really down and out. And I applaud his efforts to try to avoid that. How about the 49ers? They agreed to a trade. They're trading quarterback Alex Smith to the Kansas City Chiefs. And Kansas City is going to traded second-round pick in the upcoming draft, the second selection, as well as another conditional and mid-round pick in 2014 to get Smith from the 49ers. Now, what's interesting is we talk about numbers so often here on America Tonight. The 49ers now have 11 picks in this draft, 11 picks. So that's a lot of room to play with, a lot of things they could do there. And because of this trade, the Chiefs will probably release, it just makes sense, their starting quarterback, Matt Cassell. And they're saying now, if I was looking at his contract the other day, he's got, I think, 2 years, something like $63 million, because he signed a crazy six-year deal with KC. And this is just that maneuvering that, you know, dealings that happen before the draft. Look for a flurry of that kind of stuff. When we do sports shorts, we'll have some of that for you on America Tonight. So stay with us. Much more to come. We're kicking the can down the road in a different direction.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.